of the Spirit, do you know that it's your God's will, not your own, and you didn't choose God, but He has chosen you? Ain't that a one? Boy, I love that thought, that He has chosen us. And John 15:6, He have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask my Father in my name may be given you. But the first part, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit. And we've been looking at the different types of fruits, that there's, you shall know there, what? The type of tree it is by what fruit it brings. An evil tree cannot bring forth good fruit, nor can a good tree bring forth evil fruit. And we shall know them by their fruits. So a tree, you can tell by what's kind of coming out of somebody's life. And we know that the things that comes out of someone's life tells what type of fruit's on your tree. And last week went over the fruits of the flesh, and we covered adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, and that's just a quarrel, contention, debate, strife, emulations, zeal, and unfavorable type zeal towards wrong things, wrath, fierceness, indignation is one. Strife, that's contention, or contentious, someone's contentious to cause strife, and seditions, it's divisions between folks, and heresies, envyings, jealousy, desiring other folks' things that's not your own, and just jealousy of other people. Boy, I wish I was them, but look at their life. And those are all things of our flesh that we war against, that we bring our minds in captivity, that are every thought to the obedience of Christ. Murders, drunkenness, revilings, all those things are contrary to the Spirit of God. And now cover quickly here some thoughts of the fruit of the Spirit. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Is that Old Testament or New Testament? Oh, that is New Testament. Yeah, I know. Galatians chapter 5. Let's look down here in verse 22. He says, but the fruit of the Spirit, and that should be capital S in your Bible, it signifies that it's not talking about your spirit, but His Spirit that dwells in us, in the believer. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And to read on in verse 24, he says, and they that are Christ, if you belong to Christ, have, or just past tense, have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust thereof. So we crucify our flesh. And who can tell me what Galatians 2:20 is? I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. And to a Christian, that's what it says. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. And every day it's that battle. And what did it say here as we read down there? He says in verse 16, and this I say then, walk in the Spirit, capital S, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary. They're at war with one another. I don't want to read the Bible. I don't want to pray. I don't want to come to church this morning. You ever know Sunday morning is one of the hardest days to get up? All the rest of the days will go smooth. Sunday comes, I got a shoe that's vanished in thin air, and it just grows legs and walked right out of my house, and I cannot find it. You got that problem too. Amen. It happens. It just, I got one sock, I can't find the other one. I reckon I'll wear a white one and a black one. I'm the only one that's got these problems. Somebody nod your head. Help me here. Sunday morning, it's the devil does not desire us, and your flesh does not desire to serve God. Your flesh does not want to. But the fruit of the Spirit are these. Love. You notice the first one on the list. Love. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love here means the affection or a love feast, charity, dear love. Something that's dear to you that you put first on your list in your life. That's dear to you, that type of love. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. And I believe this chapter here really just goes in depth of how to look at love and what type of love we need to have. Let's look at verse 1 and we'll read into it. Everybody there say amen. Now this is to help us bear fruit out of our lives. That's why we're looking at these things. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Wouldn't that be nice? You could just... And have not charity, which is love, I am become as a sounding brass or tingling cymbal. Can you imagine to have all these gifts that you could speak any language, even angels' language? Wouldn't that be neat? I mean, just think about that. You have that type of knowledge and that type of wisdom. You could speak that way. But if you have not love, you're just a ding, 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 ding. That's what it said. You're just a bunch of noise. So without love in our lives, we're just a bunch of noise. A bunch of racket that matters nothing to God. And then he says in verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge. My goodness, you talk about something. Goodness gracious. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and have all knowledge, my goodness, all knowledge, all mysteries, all prophecy, that's a boatload right there to have. And it'd be great in the world's eyes, but in God's eyes, says it means nothing. I know people that'll argue about, boy, I know this Bible scripture, and then they'll argue it, but there's no love in them. They have a lot of head knowledge, but they have no heart knowledge. And understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith even, to top it off, they have all faith. Not some faith, but all faith, so that I could remove mountains. So what they pray, it happened. Paul could do, he healed, he did mighty wonderful things. And have not charity, have not love, I am nothing. Love is the super glue that holds all these, the gift of the Spirit to excel from your life. It ought to be your motive why we're here this morning. It needs to be the motive why you open God's Word. God's love ought to be drawing it to you, and your willingness to obey the Spirit of God to draw you to it. It ought to be all brought out because you love God. Our service, why you tithe, it ought to be because you love God. Why you give, it ought to be because you love God. Why you sing, why you testify, ought to be because you love God. Those things ought to be the motive for everything. What was God's motive? For God so loved the world. That's the main motive of God, is love. That's what motivated Him, because His love towards mankind. So our motive to serve Him ought to be nothing more but to love Him. So we need to have love. And then he says in verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and my goodness, now, anybody willing to go burn at a stake today? Somebody tie you up and build a fire under your feet and let someone throw a match to you. That's powerful. That's scary. I don't know. I don't have I reckon if it happened, I'd hope, I'd think, I'd... Scary. And have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Have not love. Love is the motive for it. Love must be put in it. And now he describes love. Charity or love suffereth long. Boy, is not God patient, long-suffering? Suffereth long and is kind. Charity envies not. It don't envy not. It's pulled in itself and is peaceable and quiet. Is not jealous. Does not want... Look at these. Doth not behave itself unseemingly. Love seeketh not her own. Love don't go after itself. Love don't say, go look at me. I want this. No, love does not. If love is expelled in your life through the Spirit of God, it pulls back. Love never shows itself. What is the Holy Spirit? Does it ever wave his hand and say, look at me? What's it? Who's the Spirit always pointing to? It's always pointing to Him. Never points to Himself. Holy Spirit of God never points at Himself, ever. He's always pointing to Him who reigns and rules. He's always pointing to God, always pointing to Christ, always. So if you're doing something for God and you say, boy, look what I did. Well, you got your reward already. You just missed your blessing by boasting about it. And then it says, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked. If love of God is reigning in your heart, you're not provoked. Someone said this. I've used it ever since. He said, well, why don't you get angry at much? Because I've hid my goat. I try to. It comes out every now and then. And then I'm embarrassed myself and I got to apologize because I just put my foot in my mouth. Yeah, me too. But you hide the goat. Hide that thing. Put him in the barn, shut it, put a lock on it, and says, you're going to hide that guy. Hide your goat. Don't let someone get it. Amen. Hide that goat. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Your mind is constantly saturated in right thinking. Something pops up, some temptation pops up for you to mind to wander, you, God help me with this. You immediately see it, you immediately recognize it, you immediately shut it down. And it's a habit, it's a form of thinking too. Because if you let it wander, the hill gets steeper as we go. If you let your mind wander a little bit, it don't take much before your tires are rolling pretty fast then, and it's downhill from there. Boy, listen to this. Rejoiceth not in iniquity. It does not rejoice in sin. And something I read from Thomas Brooks, and it blessed my heart this week, and I read it over and over. And now remember, he is talking about Thomas Brooks here A Cabinet of Jewels is the book. It's really good. And he's talking about sin and hating sin itself. And this is what he said. Here was a true hatred of sin indeed. A hypocrite may be troubled for sin as it blots his name and his integrity and his life and wounds his conscience and brings his scourge and destroys his things in his soul and shuts things out, all his blessings he throwed away in heaven and throws him down in his whole life. But he is never troubled for sin. He never mourns for sin. He never hates sin because it's contrary to his nature, to a worldly person. It's not his nature to hate sin. To our president, it's not his nature to hate sin. That's why he don't see it. It is contrary to the nature of God. He no mourn for sin. He never hates him because it's contrary to the nature of God. The being of God, the law of God, the glory of God, the design of God, or because of the evil that is in the nature of sin, or because of the defiling and polluting power of sin. True hatred, listen, of sin is universal. Well, I don't hate this sin and that sin's okay. Now listen, here's the point I want to get across. True hatred of sin is universal. You hate. Does God hate some sin? He hates all sin. And to us, for us children, we ought to hate all sin. Not some, not this one and that one. We hate all of them. And this is why. True hatred of sin is universal. It is the whole kind. He who hates a toad because it is a toad hates every toad. If you hate a frog, you hate them all. Right? If you hate a snake, you hate all snakes. Catch it? And he who hates a man because he is holy hates every holy man. And so he who hates sin because it is sin hates every sin. What does Psalm 119 verse 128 say? I hate every false way. True hatred is ever against the whole kind of the thing. In other words, true hatred towards it. True hatred towards sin. Why? That's why I didn't know no scripture when I got saved and my heart turned over to God. I seen things different. It affected, I didn't even know the scripture to back it up, but I knowed it bothered God because it was bothering my soul. I started to speak and what come out of my mouth, my language was, I had to change my whole vocabulary. It was trash. My thought process, how I thought about things. Oh shoot, I shouldn't be thinking this. This is wrong. And then I found scriptures as I grew in the Lord. So, oh, wow, that's why. But the Spirit of God was already going, toot, toot. Hey, buddy, you can't think that way no more. He was making himself known. So when I studied this, just brought it all right back out. Every sincere Christian has in him a general hatred of every false way. And dares not allow himself in the least sin. What do you say in Romans 7:15? What I do, I allow not. Those are things he wanted to do. Because I allow not. I bring in my flesh. I bring it in subjection. I make myself do right. Because it wants to do wrong. Abhor that which is evil in Romans 12, verse 9. The Greek word for abhor is very significant. The simple verb imports extreme detestation, which is aggravated by the composition. The word signifies to hate evil as hell itself. In other words, you hate every evil, you hate all sin, all of it as a bucket load. You hate it as much as hell itself. That's a powerful statement. That's how much we should hate. As a sincere Christian, if we're sincere, if we're just kind of one foot in, one foot out, we ain't going to see those things. I mean, you're not. It's not going to be clear to you until you get the scales pulled off your eyes. So as we've seen love, the very first one, the love of God, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Powerful is this love. That's why it's at the fruit of the Spirit. It's number one right at the top. Charity never faileth. Love never faileth. But whether they be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether they be tongues, they shall cease. Whether they be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Charity never fails. That was Jesus' main ingredient everywhere he went. He was moved by compassion, which is love. He seen the multitudes and was moved with compassion. That'll be our motivation. Love. First fruit of the Spirit. And I got to pray.